to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
Joining us now is one of our favorite guests on To Your Good Health Radio. She's America's favorite fitness expert and has sold over 24 million exercise videos and authored a dozen books on health and fitness. She's created a loyal audience on NBC's Today Show and on her television show, Getting Fit, which ran for 10 years on ESPN. Here to talk about her latest book, Side Effect Skinny. Please welcome back to the show, Denise Austin. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Yay!
Welcome to the show, Denise!
I'm glad to be here with you guys.
Every time I talk to you, my energy is contagious, and I talk like this the rest of the day. Hey, what do you want for lunch today? Yes! I love it. You're not just the queen of fitness, but the epitome of raw, sustained energy, and it's always a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you.
Great. Now, from Thanksgiving to New Year's, the average American will gain 10 pounds. What can we start doing today so we don't become a statistic?
Well, first of all, you know, I believe in starting with some exercise every morning. Even if it's for 10 minutes, get up and do something to get the blood circulated, to really kind of set your day mentally and give yourself kind of like a good fresh start so you feel good about the day. Even if it's a mile walk around the block, whatever it is, 10 minutes to start the day of fitness is a great way to start. And then, of course, having a good breakfast. I'm a true believer in breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and make sure you do eat all the healthy foods. And that's what Side Effect Skinny is all about. What are the good side effects of the foods that you're eating to make your body lose weight and feel so much better?
That's great. Now, your book, Side Effect Skinny, shatters the biggest four-letter word excuse that I hear from people not wanting to exercise, T-I-M-E. No one seems to have enough of it to fit in exercise, yet everyone can tell you what happened on their favorite TV show they found an hour to watch last night.
Right. Well, it's an easy plan, and I put you through what to eat every single day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's really a 28-day plan, and the average girl lost 8 pounds to 10 pounds in that 1 month. So it is very feasible to lose up to about 10 pounds in a month healthfully and with some exercise. And I make you devote 30 minutes most days of the week to walking, because walking is such a great way to boost your metabolism. If you could just get out there and pump those arms. And then I give you toning up exercises also in the book to flatten your tummy, to shape your thighs, firm up your arms, and it's really target toning.
Yeah, what I love about you is you say you can find a place to exercise anywhere. If you're doing dishes, you can do some calisthenics.
Yes,
if you have a baby, you can put him on the stroller.
Yes. There's no excuse. Your muscles don't know if you're in a kitchen or in a fancy gym. All whenever I'm doing my dishes, I lift one leg behind me and do a butt squeeze, and that's a great way to lift that rear end. Then, let's say you're at the kitchen countertop, why not do a couple chest presses and push-ups against the counter? That's a great way to firm up those chest area, our pectoral muscles.
See, that's great. I know when I missed my biceps day in the gym one day, I couldn't make it to the gym, and literally I had to drive out of town, and I was grabbing the steering wheel and pulling, working my biceps.
Good.
So I found a way.
Yes, and everybody could do a tummy tightener right now. All they have to do is think about it. Tighten up your tummy at 5 seconds, really tight. Feel as though someone's going to suck in the tummy. You know, you could track those muscles, and that's good as like a sit-up. So if you tighten it and learn isometric exercises, anytime, anywhere, you're activating those muscle cells, and that really does help. So you could be squeezing your butt. If you don't squeeze it, no one else will.
You know, it's good to do Kegels at that time, too, Denise. You can always do your Kegels while you're driving around,
that's
sitting around,
right,
too.
Perfect for us women, especially after having babies. I have two myself. So another great thing that I tell everybody to do, of course, is drink lots of water. And I start my day with a little warm glass of water with some squeezes of lemon in it. And that really helps your digestive system. It really, truly helps me.
And explain why warm, because I've heard studies that it's better to go warm than cold.
Well, in the morning, I just like it because, you know, I love my cup of coffee, too. So it helps me not want the coffee as much because at least it's warm, similar to the coffee.
That makes sense.
So for me, it's more, you know, like that mental good feeling. And then I squeeze some lemon, and that's always cleansing of your body. So,
you squeeze your butt muscles and you squeeze your lemon.
Yes. And it's good for you. So why not start your day off right? But these are all some great tips in my book to really get people jump-started to not overdo it during these holidays because it truly does pack on the pounds. But especially if you eat some of these healthy foods and different kind of snacks, it really does help you.
Yeah, there's something in your book I want to make sure we cover that you state that, and I believe this will help motivate our female listeners, losing weight lowers estrogen levels and reduces your chance of getting breast cancer by 50%.
That's right.
That's powerful. And eating the right foods.
Yes, so you have to do some form of fitness, though, because I'm a big believer it really helps the fat molecules in your body. So make sure you do some form of fitness every day, and I kind of give you the stretches, and I have a whole routine called 7-Minute Slimmers in there, and the 7 minutes you target tone all the muscles of the body head to toe. So it only takes 7 minutes, so you could do those in the morning when you're getting ready for work, or you could do it at night. The 7 minutes are all toning up type toning exercises.
And you also have a 7-to-7 rule where you limit eating between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., and that helps boost weight loss?
7 p.m., I try not to have people eat late at night. 7 p.m., I kind of tell them, come on, you don't need a lot of food, because guess what? Your body's starting to slow down the metabolism to get ready for sleep.
Right.
So I'm a big believer in eating between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., the good, healthy foods that I put in the book. Because what you do is you're busy all day anyhow, so that's okay. You're burning the calories that you've eaten throughout the day. But at nighttime, everyone starts to kind of slow down, watch TV or do whatever in the evening. So that's when I don't like a lot of people eating a lot of food or a lot of calories.
If you had to eat one thing for the nauseas, what would you reach for at 8 o'clock or 9 if you're hungry? Is there anything
at nighttime?
Yeah,
well, I tell people plain yogurt and maybe put a little blueberries in it, because the yogurt does help you kind of sleep, because it's, you know, dairy, actually. So, and also it has good calcium. So I tell people if you got to have something, to have just a little of plain yogurt and put a couple berries in there, and that'll help you kind of sustain that sugary taste that you might want at night, like a dessert.
Right. I know that you have something called calorie confusion in your book. Are you not a calorie counter? Do you believe in counting calories?
Well, I do believe in counting calories because they do matter. And I want people to understand how many calories you do already eat, because calories in, calories out, and the deficit at the end of the day is how you lose the weight. So calories do matter, but what the foods you're eating, the nutritious foods you're eating, is what's important also. So I kind of did all the homework for you. I already did all the greatest foods you could eat with the same good amount of calories to lose the weight, because that's what's the key. So some days when you first start off, the first Monday and Tuesday of the eating plan of mine, you do, you know, eat a little less calories, 1,200 calories, and then during the midweek you get to eat a little more, and then towards the end of the week to really, you know, lose a little more weight for the week, you come down a little bit in the calories. So I already did that homework for you. And then on the weekend, you get a super splurge day, because I love to be rewarded.
And we do love our super splurge days. And thank you so much, Denise. You are such a fun guest to have on the show. And to get your copy of the book, Side Effect Skinny, go to thebooknook.com. And for more information on Denise and to sign up for her free daily tip newsletter, I'm sure that has such great tips in there. You can go to DeniseAustin.com. That's DeniseAustin.com. And don't forget, all of our shows are available on podcast at ToYourGoodHealthRadio.com. Follow us on Twitter at Dr. David Friedman. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. And stay tuned and stay well.